From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Financial stocks are lower today in Europe after J.P. Morgan Chase reported a trading loss of $2 billion, and stocks have been down this morning on Wall Street as well. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports investors appear worried J.P. Morgan's troubles might lead to tighter banking regulations.
J.P. Morgan Chase, credited with successfully navigating the 2008 financial meltdown, says the loss came over 6 weeks. CEO Jamie Dimon says a portfolio designed to hedge against risks taken by the bank turned out to be flawed, with much more risk and volatility than they expected.
These were egregious mistakes. They were self-inflicted. We were accountable. And what happened violates our own standards and principles by how we want to operate the company. This is not how we want to run a business.
Dimon describes sloppiness and bad judgment, and he promises they'll try to do better. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Overall, April wholesale prices are down on some big drops in gasoline and other energy costs. But the Labor Department says outside of energy, there has been some inflation, modest at 0.2%. NATO says an attacker wearing an Afghan army uniform has killed a NATO troop in eastern Afghanistan. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the nationality of the service member was not given.
NATO spokesman said a man in Afghan army uniform had opened fire, but no further detail was offered. NATO later said it was investigating an incident in Kunar province, northeast of Kabul, along the Pakistan border. This makes 12 incidents of so-called green-on-blue violence so far in 2012, accounting for about 15% of NATO casualties this year. While the insurgents often claim the shooters were Taliban infiltrators, most investigations reveal that a personal insult or dispute was the cause of the attack. American commanders are concerned that the growing number of green-on-blue attacks could undermine the mission to train the Afghan army as U.S. troops draw down. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
The Justice Department is suing Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio after failing to get an agreement with him to allow monitoring of his Maricopa County Sheriff's Department. Federal officials claim the department has engaged in racial profiling of Hispanics and enforced immigration laws based on racially biased complaints from citizens. Arpaio disputes all of that.
As the elected sheriff for 20 years, they're going after me. We're just doing our job, enforcing the illegal immigration laws. We are not racist. We do not racial profile. There's no systemic proof of that.
Arpaio says he will fight to the bitter end any attempt to make him surrender his office to the federal government. A federal judge rules the final volume of the CIA's papers on the failed 1961 Cuba Bay of Pigs invasion may remain classified. He rules the volume is a draft and not a finished product. This is NPR. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Martin Dempsey says an officer's course that taught that Islam in general, and not just terrorists, is America's enemy has been suspended. In one presentation, the course's instructor said of Muslims, they hate everything you stand for and will never coexist with you unless you submit. Dempsey reacted in a Pentagon news conference.
It was just totally objectionable, against our values, and it wasn't academically sound. This wasn't about, pushing back on liberal thought. This was just objectionable, academically irresponsible.
He says officials are looking into how the course was approved at Joint Forces Staff College in Norfolk, Virginia. The longtime Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University Marching 100 Band director is stepping down. Tramell Gomes reports his retirement comes in the midst of a scandal around the death of drum major Robert Champion.
Dr. Julian White, the director of bands at FAMU, was vigorously fighting for reinstatement after he was placed on suspension following the hazing death of one of his drum majors. White, who is 71 years old, has announced his retirement. In a written release sent by his attorney, it said Dr. White has been a proud FAMU rattler for more than half a century, first as a student member of the marching band and later as a drum major of the world-renowned Marching 100. Meanwhile, FAMU's president will soon decide the fate of the band at a special board of trustees meeting either Friday or Monday. 11 band members face felony hazing charges from Robert Champion's death in November. Two others face misdemeanor counts. For NPR News, I'm Tramell Gomes in Tallahassee.
And I'm Paul Brown. This is NPR News from Washington.